No commissioners meeting as of right now for next Friday, and you'll come back at the first one here in early July.
Yeah, I believe it'll be about July 6th there, the next county board meeting there. It is official. We won't have a meeting next Monday on the 29th. So because of that, you know, before we get started, I just want to throw out the reminder that with the 4th of July falling on a Saturday, the courthouse will be closed on July 3rd with the how you rotate the holidays that hit on the weekends like that. So
I was wondering,
you know,
about that. Yeah.
For anybody that's in question, you know, if it would have been on a Sunday, then it'd fall to a Monday. But certainly where it's a Saturday, it'll kick back to Friday. So July 3rd, just want everybody to remember not to plan on doing business in the courthouse that day. So
you get a nice three-day weekend.
Absolutely.
You bet. All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody present for citizens' comments, so obviously went ahead and took that opportunity to review the claims that were before us to pay yesterday.
And that's a given every meeting.
Yep, part of the process every week. So
Board of Equalization meeting then reconvened. Christy Correll, assessor, overvalued, undervalued, and omitted properties.
Yeah, that's correct. We kicked off the first agenda item with the Board of Equalization matter. So at that time, I recessed the regular board meeting, turned it over to Steve Downer, who is the BOE chairman there. We actually had 21 parcels that needed corrections on them. A lot of this was due to a 6% roll-up that took place on commercial properties, and some should have been adjusted, some should not have been adjusted. So we had a handful of minuses, but overall the grand total for increased in valuation was $927,687 to the positive. So with those corrections, it did bump that valuation up a little bit, but certainly we reviewed those and approved them there.
Board of Commissioners meeting after that, review a proposal from Figgins Construction.
Yes, moving forward, the first actual agenda item in as far as the board, we finally received a proposal from Figgins Construction on the repairs to the Cambridge Lake Road, Road 407. I know there's a ton of people out there that have just been waiting patiently, I hope, for several months here trying to get some answers and get a solution on how we're going to fix this. As we know, last year, Figgins was hired to go in and apply some asphalt millings. For whatever reason, that just didn't work out. It continued to fall apart and deteriorate over the winter months. So moving forward, Figgins said they would come back and work with us and try to repair the issue. They plan on applying another 650 tons of millings, which obviously the county has a milling pile in Bartley that we'd purchased a year ago. They're going to do this entire repair for $16,900. Basically, that's just going to cover their cost of running their trucks fuel-wise back and forth and the equipment. So not really charging us much of any kind for general labor costs there. And hopefully, once this repair is done, then we'll go ahead and get it ready to armor coat over the top of it. But Gary Figgins himself was in the meeting yesterday there and went over all these details with us. And ultimately, we did approve that, and we just told Gary that, you know, the sooner the better as far as making these repairs and getting this road back to the condition that it should be in. So hopefully here very soon we'll start seeing some activity there. I know they were going to be up in Elwood, I believe, this week, and then moving on into the Cambridge area in the near future. So it'll be very handy for them at that point in time, hopefully, to go ahead and get this work done and start us showing some signs of progress.
Just wear and tear?
It is, and it obviously was just the millings that they originally tried to apply was probably drier than normal. Whether the right oil was not applied or what happened, I don't know. Maybe they didn't apply enough oil. But for whatever reason, it just didn't work out, and we definitely got a situation that we have to get corrected here.
Next up, open armor coat bids and gravel bids.
Yep, and the first one was the armor coat bids. It kind of ties right into the project we just discussed. This year, we actually laid out three different projects that we want to work on. It is Road 407, that 5.5 miles of road going from Highway 6 and 34 north to the Cambridge Lake there. Another one is Road 397. There's approximately a mile going north out of Danbury and a half mile going south out of Danbury. And then northeast of McCook here, a half mile on Road 719. The grand total is about 7.44 miles. Typically, in any given year, we would try to probably do a few more miles than that, but with all the COVID situation and not knowing where our funds are going to lie at, we tried to cut back a little bit this year, knowing that we had to make those additional repairs to Road 407. So yesterday when we went ahead and opened the bids on these projects, we only had one bidder. It was Figgins Construction, and their bid is strictly for just the labor of laying all the materials down. The county will be responsible for stockpiling gravel near all the different sites that have been named. And the grand total for the projects together for their labor and force is $34,553.16. It figures out at 36 cents per square mile. So those will be the projects that we're going to tackle this summer. Certainly that Lake Road, once again, I hate to just keep beating it up, but it will get armor coated right after the repairs are made. So hopefully it'll be a quick process and everything will be taken care of. Once we wrap that up, then we moved into gravel bids. Each and every year, the last meeting of June before our new fiscal year, we do go through and accept bids for approximately 40,000 tons of road gravel to be applied on county roads. Typically, we never do totally hit that limit, but certainly we try to leave the door open so that we have plenty of leeway in that manner. And when we went through and opened the bids yesterday, we only had two bidders. They were Southwest Gravel Products and also Paulson's Incorporated. We had representatives from both of these. Keith Becker represented Southwest Gravel Products, Kelly McCoy and Mike Seaman for Paulson's. And Southwest Gravel Products actually only bid 5 of the 20 precincts that Red Willow County has in it. They were Willow Grove, Perry, Fritch, Box Elder, and Coleman. And this is all Platte Valley gravel, being he doesn't have a current pit operating here in Red Willow County. So his prices come in at $19.35 a ton delivered to whatever site would be suggested or picked out for gravel to be applied on. As far as Paulson's, they did turn in a bid for all 20 precincts. I won't go through all of them. I'll just give you ranges. Their prices went anywhere from $10.62 delivered in the Alliance precinct to as much as $14.12 delivered on-site in the Grant precinct, which is the farthest southwest precinct in Red Willow County. So a little variation in prices as the travel would be required further away. And then they also gave us a quote for gravel that we pick up ourselves at the pit. Their price will now be $8.40 per ton for gravel that we haul ourselves from the location. So at the end of all this, there were motions made. We did accept all the proposals from Paulson's, knowing that there will be times that they won't be able to have product available, which still allows us to utilize other people's, such as Keith Becker and Southwest Gravel Products, or even allows us to go to other locations like Lakeside Sand and Gravel or Richard Sand and Gravel to pick up product ourselves there. So that was the basic summary. And once again, as it's been for the past several years, Paulson's do hold all the awarded contracts anyway. So,
all right. Again, typical summer things to do on the agenda.
This is really a deal we do, as I said, we do each and every year, and certainly a very important one. And feel like we're making some progress. I know it's still slow, but the county has, over the past couple years, purchased a couple semi-tractors and trailers, so we are able to haul a lot of our own gravel. Got a part-time guy running one of them constantly there, so certainly that's helping out. So just want people to know that we're definitely working at it and trying to get the roads back up to where they were a few years ago as far as the quantity of gravel on them. So,
a couple of consent agenda items.
Yeah, consent agenda was fairly short. As always, approving minutes, that's just a housekeeping matter you do each and every week. And then, being it was the last meeting of the month, we had to approve accounts payable and payroll claims there. So that grand total come in at $444,797.22. And the reason that was so much larger, obviously coming into the end of a fiscal year, there were some other bigger items that we ran claims on. One was the tuck pointing project at the courthouse, which was $82,602. That project, the contractors are just wrapping up today as we speak. So things should be getting a little bit back to normal. Another one, the sheriff had a vehicle that he'd bid several months ago, and with the COVID pandemic, that shut production down for quite some time. That vehicle's going to be coming in here in the next couple weeks, so we did approve payment. Obviously, we will hold that, but it was just over $24,000, and then we did sneak in an additional $30,000 in road gravel. So those are just some explanations on why the claim was a little higher. And then finally, wrapping it up, two items in reports, the clerk's monthly revenue report, something we see from her each and every month, and then the sheriff's monthly revenue report, basically his paperwork for the prior 30 days there. So a little busier again yesterday, and now that we start approaching July, protest hearings and starting to work on budgets, it'll continue to be busy anyway.
So. Yeah, month of July will not be a day off for you. No days off.
As I went through that list last week, you know, if we have to, there's lots of days we could be spending time there having protest hearings. So that we'll just wait until the end of the month here, a week from today, to see how the final numbers come in that way. So
plus count around the county, around the area, harvest starts to kick off.
It should be right around the corner. If we would have continued with them super hot, windy days there, it would have probably come on really quick, but it's not very far away for sure. So,
all right. County commissioners every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, and public is always now invited to sit in.
Yep, we certainly welcome people to come and attend the meetings, and we always say if you need to talk to the board, even if you don't make it for the citizens' comments period, we'll squeeze you in somewhere and hear your concerns.
Again, county commissioners off next week, and July 3rd, the county courthouse, again, that Friday before the July, 4th of July, will be closed.
Absolutely. So just want kind of keep reminding people of that, and we'll be back to work on the 6th then. So.